Nursing education was a very big economic drain on the hospital because there wasn't anything, any provision in the budget. There was no place to get money except what the patients paid for being patients. So it was really unfair to have the patients pay to support the School of Nursing. The students would come in for 3 years, would have room and board at the hospital and not pay for it. And we had to pay for their linen, their electricity, their meals, which is a very big item, and really supported them for 3 years. And you could say that they worked for their room and board, but nevertheless, this is a very expensive way. I think they paid something like $15 when they entered and maybe bought their own cape. But the hospital paid for everything else. They lived in a hospital building, which we had one portion of it in our old West Wing that was converted into a nursing a school for nurses and dormitory facilities. And then we had more students than we could fit into that area, so we rented or bought houses in the neighborhood and we paid for that. So the hospital was really financing their education.